Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my listeners. You are chatting with Cindy here on Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alex Clare, Too Close. Again, good morning. I'm hoping everyone is having a beautiful morning thus far. The weather is gorgeous. I had my morning exercise, my morning run. Feel good, and the weather was just gorgeous. I kind of want to say again, I always want to say how my support is growing and how I appreciate all the love and support that I have been receiving as this platform builds for me. This is what it's all about, networking, motivating, and inspiring others to be successful in your dreams, your business adventure, and most of all, it's your journey. As we move closer to the Christmas holidays, it's always good to give back. New or used items can easily be donated to families that are in need. So one location that you can think about donating is the Girls and Boys Club. So find one in your area closer to you and ask for their program director and donate anything, because I've donated gentle pants or jackets or blankets or whatever. So also the Life Center of Houston, they're on Yale Street. I'm actually going this Friday. Me and my daughter, we're going to donate some clothes. And they actually are looking for general use clothes. Men clothes are what they really, really need. And this actually is a shelter. So we're going to possibly be there serving to the homeless for Christmas. So we'd love to give back in our family. Listen up, fellas. I have a guest today. And the subject is going to be about women playing contact football. So it's not just a man's sport anymore. It's real women playing real football, and women contact football has been around since 1999. So, again, listen up, guys. It's not just for the men anymore. So my guest today is a successful business woman, a brand-new mother, and a wife, and she's also a very, very dear friend of mine, and she still has time to balance it all. So without further ado, I would like to introduce you to my guest, Ms. Michelle Kemp Jordan, to the blog radio. Good morning, Michelle. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for coming to the Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little information about the Houston Power. Let the listeners know exactly what the Women Contact Football is all about.
Okay, the Houston Power has been around for, this will be the fourth season, and pretty much we are a part of the Women's Football Alliance, and that league has over 60 teams all around the country, so we do travel to games. Also, our season starts in the springtime, April, but right now we're going through a period where we're trying to find women that are interested in playing football and learning about the game as well.
Okay, is there an age limit?
Yes, you have to be 18 or over to in order to play the game.
Okay. Now, when are the tryouts?
The tryouts actually started in September, but we have one more public tryout in January. It would be January the 12th, and it will be held at FM Law Park off of Vassar. It's 6100 Vassar. And it's from 9 to 11, and there's a $15 admin fee. So even if you don't know anything about football, come out, try out. If you want to learn, if you're passionate about it, come on and try out. You know, we learn, we teach, you know, and also, you know, we just love the game so much. So if you have the passion for it, come on out and try out.
Okay, that's January the 12th at Law Park.
Yes.
And that's 6100 Vassar from 9 to 11.
Yes.
Okay. And also wanted to ask you again about the league. What type of league is it again, you said?
It's like I said, it's the Women's Football Alliance, and we have over 60 teams in the league. And as far as the state of Texas, there are two teams in Dallas, there's one in Austin, and there's us. So our rivals are pretty much the Dallas Diamonds and the Lone Star Mustangs and the Austin Outlaws.
Okay, okay. Now, when does the season actually start?
The season starts April 6th.
April 6th. That's the first game?
That's the first game. It'll be home versus the Dallas Diamonds.
Dallas. I've heard about those Diamond Diamonds. Those Dallas Diamonds
are
rough.
Diamonds in the rough. Yes, they are.
Okay. Can I ask you, how was this last season? How did y'all play last season?
It was not as successful as we wanted it to be. We ended up 500, 4-4. We had ups and downs, you know, lost people to injury and work schedules and stuff like that. But I think for it to be a rebuilding year for us last year, I think we came out pretty good, 4-4.
4-4. Okay. All
yes.
right. Well, I will reiterate, is there a website that you could tell the listeners and they can go to and
yes,
check it out?
Any updates, game schedules, or tryout information, please come to www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. Or you can email us at HoustonPowerFootball@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, one last question, Ms. Kemp Jordan. I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about being a brand new mom?
I love it. I love it. She is so, oh, my gosh, she is everything to me. And, you know, I wouldn't have any other way.
I just can't see how you can actually own a team, be a wife and a mom, brand new mom, and balance everything out. I don't know. How do you do it?
You know, ever since I was younger, I've always balanced different activities at one time. So I think it's just something that it just comes natural to me. I've always been involved in some kind of sports or some kind of club or just something. And I think just years of doing that, it doesn't bother me to have so many. I'm good at multitasking, pretty much.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you want to say any information again concerning the tryouts or the location, you're more than welcome to. Again, it's what, January the 12th at?
January the 12th is the last public tryout. If you cannot make the January 12th, you can still contact us, and we can arrange something, at, you know, in a private setting. But the last public tryout will be January the 12th from 9 to 11 at FM Law Park off of 6100 Vassar Road. That's between Makawa and Vassar off of 16 South.
Okay.
That's
The website again, ladies, is www.HoustonPower.com. The season starts April the 6th. If you want to try out, they are, again, she's looking for good ladies, athletic-wise. If you don't know anything about football, they will teach you, no problem. Again, that's January the 12th, FM Law Park at 6100 Vassar from 9 to 11. Well, thank you, Ms. Kemp Jordan, for giving out this information, and thank you for being a guest at Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Okay, guys, I am back. That was my guest, Ms. Kemp Jordan. She is the owner of the Houston Power Women Football Team. Here in Houston, they are a good team. Again, I know her real well, so their team has really been successful. I kind of want to give you guys some ideas about the small businesses. I've been getting a lot of emails of different businesses. So I'm going to take a quick break, and then when I come back, I'll go ahead and give these ideas out, and then I'll go ahead with my current events as well, and I'll read my emails. So I'll be right back. Chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. my small business ideas that I kind of want to give you guys. But before I jump into that, remember, when you do any business, you have to take the time and plan to set your goals and plan and have a plan of action for your business. So always have some type of business goals for your ideas. Think about the opportunities or the services that are in need out there. Who's offering what? Who's not offering? What type of products are out there, or what services can you actually do? Think about how much time that you're going to have to invest in your business. Thinking about, are you going to do your startup as a grant, a personal loan, a business loan, or are you going to use your personal savings? How much money can be made from this type of business? Remember, research your business before you actually birth your business. And always, again, think about the location. Is it going to be a home-based business, or is it going to be a storefront? So, again, with starting any business or becoming some type of entrepreneur, it offers new challenges and different resources. So with that being said, I would kind of ask a lot of you who wants all the emails I've been getting, try to get you a mentor or a close friend who has similar interests that you want to do to help you with this phase of growth. So here's a few ideas. Hopefully this will help out. A party planner or an event planner for busy people who want to, you know, do a party but wants to be stress-free from that duty. So they want to have people to actually do that for them, to plan that special occasion for them. A mystery shopper, that's kind of like a low-end idea. A virtual assistant, if you're a good organizer, you like answering the phone, schedule appointments or something like that, a virtual assistant. Provide a service, a daycare pickup or daycare drop-off. Or like I said, the last segment, if you have an elderly person that needs to go to the doctor, make groceries, go pick up their medication, that's a service. Tax preparer or financial aid planner. If you're good with fashion and jewelry, a jewelry maker. If you like decorating, interior decorator. Or if you like fitness, like me, personal trainer. Those are some good ideas. They're under $1,000 or less than that to start. So hopefully the emails that I've been getting, hopefully those ideas will kind of help out a little bit. The current events that I have now, Score Houston will be having a event on how to get started with your business. That's going to be January the 12th. That's at 8:30. Again, that's Score Houston. February the 9th. I got my location, girls. It's going to be at Cypresswood Library. It's going to be from 12:30 to 2:30. And I need you to RSVP at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And remember, this is where we're going to share recipes on ideas, brainstorming, how to do. I also am trying to get a colleague of mine. She is a baker. She is an educator. She is a real good friend. And she does a lot of baking. She is so awesome with baking and cooking soul food. She wants to possibly open up her own bakery. So this is a person that can also motivate you and help you as well as while she's trying to get her business off the ground. Her name is CJ. So I will be giving this information out as we get closer. Again, it's going to be February the 9th from 12:30 to 2:30. That's at Cypresswood Library. So this is what y'all been waiting on. So I will be having this event for y'all February the 9th. So there aren't a lot of events this week due to the holidays. So, again, the Score Houston, January the 12th, and then my event, February the 9th. Hopefully that will help. I'm going to answer some emails. This email is from Sherry Tucker. Sherry wanted me to know, after carefully researching her business plans, she opened up Tucker's Event Planning Services, and her very first big event is in 2 weeks. She goes on to say, thank you, Cindy, for all of your words of wisdom, carefully taking the time with the information on the show. Thank you, Sherry, for giving me the feedback of your business. I hope it is successful, and I'm so glad you used my advice. And I have another email. It's from Jackie. Jackie wants to know how to get help on budget planning. Well, Jackie, remember, Score Houston is the place to go. Score Houston, they have all free resources on business planning, ideas, brainstorming. They help you with budgets. They have counseling. They have troubleshooting ideas. So remember, Score Houston. Hopefully that will help a little bit, Jackie, but I'll email you some more for that. Then I got my last email is from Charlotte Brown. She wanted to let me know that Sherry told her about listening to the show and how she enjoyed the segments. Thank you, Jackie, for referring her. Thank you, Charlotte, for listening. But she wants to know what motivated me to write a book. Well, Charlotte, when I wrote my first book, it was in 2006, my daughter actually inspired me because she would do funny things around the house. So that kind of prompted me to write my first book. So actually the second book that I wrote already, it ought to be published soon. That prompted me to write a second book from her. So basically my daughter inspired me to do both of the books. So again, Charlotte, thank you for listening to the segment. Thank you for supporting me. I'm going to thank my sponsors, Empower Church at 9036 Humble Westfield Road. That's Humble, Texas. Pastor Julian Robinson. I have the Houston Power Women Football at www.houstonpowerfootball.com. Remember, January the 12th is their next and final tryout. That's at 6100 Vassar from 9 to 11. I have J and S Power Washing Services. He comes out. He details your house, pressure washes your house. He details your car at home. He does your driveways. He does real good work. So, again, J&S Power Washing. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, my Dress for Success program. When we have our meeting on February the 9th, we're going to also get people involved with the Dress for Success program. Remember, I'm going to need committed people to help me with giving interviewing seminars, resume writing, job leads for different women that need to be mentored. And I started with a couple of shelters, and I do have some people that's in place that does need some type of assistance. So the Dress for Success program will be kicked off February the 9th as well. I forgot to mention that, ladies. And please, again, follow me at Open Talk 2, Twitter. I'm at Open Talk 2 at Facebook. Keep your emails coming. My email, again, is opentalk2@yahoo.com. I wish everyone a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, a prosperous New Year. I want to keep the families in Connecticut in our prayers over the holidays. But before I leave you, I want to leave you with a final thought, as I always do. Plan for God's pleasure. You're created. Everything is everything that's pleasure, and it exists as we were created. That's Revelations 4 and 11. Thinking about your purpose, the point I want you to ponder, I was planned for God's pleasure. And the verse I want you to remember, the Lord takes pleasure in his people. That's Psalms 149 and 4. And the question I want you to consider and think about the rest of the day, what common task could I do starting as if I were doing it directly for Jesus? Remember that. I will be back on January the 9th after the holidays. Again, have a safe, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and again, thank you for my supporters.